Arkansas's unemployment rate is at a nearly three-year low. Kimberly Friedman with the State Department of Workforce Services says the latest monthly figures represent the eighth consecutive month in which the number of Arkansas jobs grew.
Arkansas' seasonally adjusted unemployment rate declined 0.2 percentage point from 7.6% in February to 7.4% in March. So Arkansas's rate decreased 0.2 in March at 7.4%. And comparing that to what it was a year ago at 8%, the rate in March this year is a lot lower than it was a year ago.
Nationally, the unemployment rate in March dropped 0.1 percentage point to 8.2%. Beginning today, new patrons at the Bentonville Library will need to show proof of residency with a utility bill or notice to obtain a library card. Library officials say the practice is standard at many libraries in the country and will allow the library to maintain more accurate records and save postage costs. In the past, the library has mailed welcome letters to new residents. Another procedural change is scheduled for next month that will allow the Bentonville Library to use collection agencies to help retrieve articles kept for 60 days past the due date. Some 7,000 patient names and medical information were accidentally released to a medical billing company by a doctor at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. Leslie Taylor with the UAMS Office of Communication says patient names and information about their illnesses were inadvertently released. She says the hospital is notifying patients whose information might have been included in the breach.
Whenever something like this occurs, even if it's just one person who saw this information, which is more than likely what happened in this instance, it's still a breach of patient information. And we are required to notify patients. We've sent letters to all affected patients who would have been interventional radiology patients seen at UAMS between 2009 and 2011.
Leslie Taylor says no Social Security numbers or financial information was released. The doctor who released the information has been placed on administrative leave. Siloam Springs is on a new list of the 20 best small towns in America. The Smithsonian Magazine's new issue places the Benton County town at number 14 on the list, citing the town's setting in the Ozark Hills and revived downtown. Great Barrington, Massachusetts was number one on that list. Busy weekend for sports in the area. The University of Arkansas gymnastics team ends the year as the sixth-ranked team in the country. The Razorbacks advance to this weekend's NCAA championship final round in Duluth, Georgia. The Razorback women's golf team finished second in the SEC tournament this weekend at the Blessings Golf Course in Johnson, while the men's team took a fifth-place finish in the SEC tournament in Georgia. And the Razorback baseball team defeated Mississippi yesterday 11-3 to salvage one win in the three-game series at Oxford. Arkansas is now third in the SEC West, three games behind LSU. Razorbacks will next host Oral Roberts University tomorrow night in Fayetteville at 6:35, then will travel to Florida this weekend for a three-game series against the nationally fifth-ranked Gators.